Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast.
On the left.
From your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
What was that?
Oh, fuck you.
No!
Henry.
Unpredictable.
Ooh.
I could say anything. Mm. Good.
Good. Very
I said
nice.
Good.
Very nice.
Chinese.
Technically not racist. That's actually fine. Yeah. You can say Chinese.
Totally fine.
Good. You bet. Nikes.
Okay, Nikes is also fine.
Good Chinese Nike.
Unpredictable.
Yes, we're recording.
Okay. Well, that's Marcus and I'm Ben. And then we got...
Unpredictable Henry Zabrowski. Oh, queer eyes. Queers.
Okay.
I just said queers. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
That's okay.
I can still say it because I'm unpredictable. You don't know what the fuck I'm going to say.
You're wacky.
Lasers.
Okay.
Cock ass.
Well, I like that one. Now
fuck,
you really.
Fuck. Mm. Oh, fuck your mother.
Oh, you're lost.
Oh, me. Push your mama down. I lick your mama's. Oh, your mama's asshole.
You're
going to got a little bit of poo poo, a little tic tac of poo poo on the
Are
edge
you sure?
of your mama's asshole.
That's not my mother.
Lick it up. Unpredictable.
All right. Speaking of unpredictable, there is no more unpredictable nether demon than a demon himself.
Yeah.
And that's today who we're going to be talking about.
666.
Sign of the beast.
Satan's helpers.
Come down to Satan Town. Make you a fucking demon.
Yeah, this episode's all about demons. And there's a lot of people talking about there's a rise in demonic activity.
I've heard that.
Because of the change of the guard, Church of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
It's becoming powerful again up top.
Yeah!
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan. Adrian! 666!
Sign of the beast!
I'm so glad we're winning.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What's
Actually,
going
I think
on?
It's
There's a
just,
shake-up?
I think it's just the gays that are winning.
But thanks for them. Thanks yeah. to them, because they're sweaty, connubial, like snakes wrapped around each other. Their semen-drenched nightmare love is making Satan strong, and we thank him for that.
What's a connubial?
Canubular. I don't know. Unpredictable.
Yeah, unpredictable, meaning he's combining words like canoodling and nubile.
Oh, interesting.
Unpredictable.
Unpredictable. You never know what's going to happen. What's going on with the church?
Cock-a-doodle-dung! Unpredictable.
Cock-a-doodle-dung is fun, though.
Marcus here has got, he's been reading this field guide to demons for some time now. Having fun on the train with it.
Oh, having a great time on the train.
I love reading inappropriate things on the train. I was reading David Icke's book on the train the other day, and just people, you know, and I got the mustache now,
yeah.
So I'm just extra fucking dumb to people.
What's David Icke's new book?
It's I'm still going. The biggest idea is taking me some time to get through. it is not what one would call. It's just like the way he writes, and we'll get into this for a second. But it's just like the way he writes is always like he'll say something like this long thing about like the Sumerian like idea describing the gods as like men from rocket ships, and then it'll be like 2 pages of him just going like, I don't care that people say I'm crazy, like in the middle of his own book defending himself to people that are not criticizing him.
No,
in the middle of the book that you're writing.
It's because they're all in his own head.
Yeah.
He's in a room alone, typing away at a computer, and his brain is like, I think you're crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't care what you say. Nobody is with you, but your mother just made beef stroganoff, so you better get downstairs or she's going to be mad.
Mom, I hate stroganoff. The reptiles made it up.
Interesting. Well, it's Tuesday, and we make stroganoff on Tuesdays.
So now today, so we're talking about our the favorite dark knights of Satan himself, our lord and master. These are his helpers. These are his middle managers, and these are people that we love and respect, and they make our schedule. So
you
have
to
stay on their good side.
Yeah. That's right. You want Saturdays off occasionally.
Well, we're going to start with some a pre-Christian demon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this goes long, way back in the days of the Persian Empire.
Isn't that
Ahriman?
Oh, so he's an Al-Qaeda?
Unpredictable.
Unpredictable.
Ahriman, spirit of destruction, head of the evil empire and all the demons, was a primordial spirit who arose as the independent counterforce of Ahura Mazda, who in the religion of ancient
Mazda also just sounds like a fucking car.
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. In ancient Persia was the eternal god, the wise lord, and spirit of good. The realm of Ahriman is the desert, desolate wasteland of the desert, although he is seen sometimes in hell. Here's a little story.
Please.
Involving Ahriman.
Oh, please do. So this is an ancient demon who was the... He was probably what you would really originally call like the blueprint for what we call Satan now.
Yeah, he was not one of the host of angels or anything like that.
No, this is before any of that bullshit. This is Sumerian where it's just like they saw a weird dude in the desert and they called him Ahriman.
Yeah.
So we'd see the most powerful demon creature
of the time
right now?
He was in charge of
the
quote-unquote evil empire, whatever that means.
Okay, yeah, he was in charge of all the demons.
Hmm. Yeah. Is he working with the Koch brothers? Koch brothers there?
Which podcast is this?
I don't know. Unpredictable, Ben Kissel.
Unpredictable.
In one tale, Ahriman, ruler of the desert, had a son named Zohak and wanted to train him to be as evil as possible.
Yeah, and you don't want to mess with the Zohak.
This does sound like an Adam Sandler movie. This is exactly where Little Nicky came from.
I am fucking on fire.
Oh, see, I thought you were going to go on.
Exactly.
Amazing.
He suggested to Zohak that he kill his own father, and when the boy did, Ahriman, who of course had not really been killed, installed himself in disguise as a chef in the palace. There he prepared the...
Hey, I like a meatball! The chef is yelling.
He's very bizarre.
Hey, I made a soup! I made soup for everybody!
That's right.
He kind of looks like Ahriman, the leader of evil.
But he's not a chef. There's no way he could be.
There he prepared the flesh of animals to further corrupt the boy. His son so enjoyed the dishes that he wished to reward the chef. Ahriman, disguised as a cook, asked only that he be allowed to kiss the young man's shoulders.
Oh, interesting. This is getting
it looks
very
like Ahriman is being a little unpredictable.
His wish was granted, after which he immediately vanished. Snakes began to sprout from the spots he kissed, and when Zohak chopped them off, they grew back. Ahriman then entered disguised as a physician to help the lad.
He gave him an STD. He's dressed up as a chef, raped this poor boy, gave him an STD, and then dressed up as a doctor.
And Ahriman's a regular Peter fucking Sellers with his different characters going
Remarkable.
On.
Remarkable.
He's playing three different characters in one fucking movie.
God. I put the mustache on for one, I put a beard on for another
one. He's like Eddie Murphy.
He's really phenomenal.
He told Zohak that he had to feed the snakes with human brains daily.
Wow.
Zohak did.
I had a fucking dime. Every single
time
I
go to the doctor,
snakes grow out of my shoulders, and that doctor comes over who looks mysteriously like the chef.
It's so weird.
That I had a homosexual encounter with.
Feed it brains.
Oh, these need to be fed human brains.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know the magic snake. I should have thought that. They're magic snakes.
Yeah, I'm going to get a new HMO.
Zohak did as he was told, and so became the pride of his archdemon father. He ruled for 1,000 terrible years until he was finally destroyed. Here is a dispelling and disarming technique when dealing with demonic forces of this order.
Is this what got him kicked out, this technique here?
Just wait.
Okay.
When dealing with demonic forces of this order, and with the attributes of evil so clearly defined, the traveler is asked to choose.
Oh, interesting.
What?
I don't know.
What do you mean the traveler's has to choose?
Goza the Gozerian, author of destruction, choose the form.
When someone asks if you're a god, you say yes. Yes. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to quote Ghostbusters on that. But this is, that's
happens?
Very retarded.
So how do you get rid of him?
You tell him to leave.
You tell him to leave? This whole time I got snakes growing out of my shoulders? I'm feeding
like,
him brains?
Yeah,
I can just tell him to
get out of here.
You have to do it like an old-timey car salesman.
Why didn't you get out of here?
This is interesting.
I'm sorry. But
all right, now we're going to move on to Judaism.
Ask him to leave. Okay.
And, by the way, happy Jewish New Year.
Oh. Yeah. Should we not be on electronics right now?
I don't know.
You know, it's not...
Oh, man, that's so sad because I'm wearing my bacon shoes outside. Shouldn't be doing that.
Every Monday with his bacon shoes.
I had a bunch of meat and milk this morning. Oh, mixing it up. I didn't even throw out the fucking plates. Oh, happy Jew New Year. Happy Jew Year.
Okay.
Unpredictable.
Unpredictable.
I think it just means racist.
Yeah, it's mostly
pretty racist.
It's kind of predictable. Almost predictable, but unpredictable.
Yeah. Boots.
That's unpredictable.
That's very unpredictable. I didn't expect boots. I mean, you talked about shoes, so, you know, there's a correlation
there.
There's
a small correlation.
There's a feat.
I'm not a random number generator.
Yeah.
I'm a man with a brain with synapses all connected into one big fucking pile of jelly in my head.
That's going to be a great snake's dinner. What is going on with
unpredictable.
This?
In Judaism. All right.
Okay, give us some Judaism news.
Asmodeus is the undisputed king of the demons in Hebrew lore. He has three heads that face different directions.
Wait a second. Wasn't the other guy the undisputed king of the demons as well?
Yeah, but that was Iranian.
Oh, okay.
Like, that was Persian. Yeah, that's fine.
I don't mean to criticize.
No, it's fine. This is Judaic.
We need to get some boxing gloves on these donkeys and see which one will win. I mean, this is really intense stuff here.
Well, this man... One is the head of a bull, the second, the head of a ram, and the third, the head of an ogre.
So
he has the
Abe
legs.
Pagoda and the head of Abe Pagoda. Hey, what the f- Hey, stop looking at me, lamb.
I'm still alive.
He has the legs and feet of a cock, and he rides a fire-breathing lion. All of these animals are associated with lust.
It sounds
which
like this demon is truly... unpredictable.
Interesting.
Lust is his specialty. His other power areas are wrath and revenge. He wreaks havoc in households and produces enmity between man and wife.
Cool.
His favorite place is the bedroom.
Nice.
Sounds like he does a lot of similar things that porn does to a relationship. Kind of rustles
it up. Yeah,
the
internet
almost
porn.
Almost destroys it.
To David Duchovny and poor Taya Leone, I wish that they had known that this was the demon. What is it, Asmodeus?
Asmodeus.
I'm really? Sorry, David Duchovny. He's the one who did it. He made you addicted to that internet porn.
Is that what the old Duchovny is addicted to?
How do you know if you're addicted to porn?
You can't stop looking at it and you come three times a day.
Huh.
Isn't that something? It is true, though. It's like by the definitions of like alcoholism, like as soon as you wake up, if you want to drink, you're an alcoholic. As soon as I wake up, it's always fervently masturbating.
Absolutely.
Feverishly.
Yes. And apparently, you're also, it's like a symptom of alcoholism is drinking like four beers a night. And I'm like, uh-oh.
More like the symbol of a bad fucking relationship.
Asmodeus.
Hello, Asmodeus.
Well, here's a disarming technique for Asmodeus. Okay. First, I'm going to read a small passage from the Talmud. To discover demons, spread ashes around your bed at night, and in the morning, you may see if any footprints, like those of a cock, are there.
Interesting.
Ah.
Yeah, and here's the technique.
Somebody's been rubbing their balls all over my floor.
If Asmodeus...
No. Fucking chicken, man. A chicken. A cock is a chicken.
It's a cock like squirming down on the floor.
Oh, it's weird. It just seemed like it was trails of bowl sweat all over my fucking ashes.
Oh, well.
If Asmodeus is found in the bedroom, the heart and liver of a special fish can be placed on an incense burner and roasted for the terrible aroma. The type of fish is known only to angels, so the next best thing is any pungent-smelling herb, such as garlic or strong-smelling smoke.
It's salmon! It's goddamn salmon!
Or burning tar, which is always an effective repellent.
God, okay. That's great for the bedroom.
Yeah, tar, fish hearts.
And that really will immediately kill any sexual feelings going on inside of your bedroom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's definitely
very
true.
Burning fish.
I'm having sinus issues today. I'm having I'm trying to clear up my sinuses.
Okay.
Oh. No. All right.
Well, we have one more. This one comes from Armenia. It is called the owl.
Ooh, the Al?
Like A-L?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, it's like...
Bundy.
Yeah.
Al Bundy.
The Al is a species of terrifying half-human, half-animal creature with brass fingernails, long snake-like hair, a fiery single eye, iron teeth, and the tusks of a wild boar.
Also known as the McNeely.
Ah, the old McNeely.
The Al carries iron scissors. Whenever it wears
scissors.
Whenever it wears a pointed hat covered with small bells.
Look out!
Yeah, I'm about to go scrapbooking. Don't mess with the demon when he scrapbooks.
It becomes completely invisible. Owls live in damp places like the stable or sandy, wet areas
Ben's
on the road.
Bedroom.
Hello, come on over, ladies. I'm lonely.
The owl, their awful deeds are done in the nursery. Owls began as disease-carrying demons and evolved into a gruesome specialty. They attack pregnant women, strangling them and their unborn children and pulling out their livers. They also attack and steal newborns up to 7 months of age and are said to cause miscarriage as well. Here's a bit of lore.
Please.
In the beginning, God gave Adam an owl for a companion, but the owl, made of fire, was not compatible with Adam, made of dust. Then God...
I'm sorry.
There are some things here.
Yeah. Then God created Eve.
It seems to me God has been fairly unpredictable.
This infuriated the envious owl, who has been out to destroy women ever since.
Uh-oh.
In Christian legend...
Also known as the stand-up comedian.
In Christian legend,
I got this new scissor bit. I'm working on the scissor bit. It's going to be huge.
It's about my ex-girlfriend.
I don't know why they don't like me.
St. Peter encountered a grotesque being with iron teeth and tusks sitting on the roadside in a sandy, wet place and asked him to identify himself. The creature replied, "Call me Al." He went on to describe his activities.
The whole time growing up, you think Chevy Chase is singing it.
I strangle the mother in childbirth and pull out her liver. I steal the unborn infant and carry it to our demon king. Here is how to keep the owl away.
Please, yeah, I would like
one
to have my
One must
trials.
Put many iron utensils, pots, knives, and other objects all around one's body. When pregnant, a woman must sleep with a piece of iron under her pillow. A sword or a knife will do. A pin may help.
Just because you have one of those lying, an iron knife in your house.
Oh, yeah, everyone has one.
In some lore, sticking a pin in the blouse of an owl will make it a slave. There are also special prayers that can be uttered during childbirth to discourage an owl from attacking the liver or a newborn.
Interesting.
Do
we have any of those special prayers at all?
No.
No, okay.
I have some invocations. So
this thing does not have any answers.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So these are, I feel like there's a taste of the variants of demons. They're like right. saints, there are thousands upon thousands of different types of demons that exist that all are attached to specific things.
Yes.
Like specific to you can either summon them to get your way in a certain area of life, or you can dispel them if you feel like, well, my dick ain't hard anymore. It's Ozymandias.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Certainly not because, she's big now.
Gained some weight. You've been eating poorly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But we want to step into some real life modern demon hunters.
Yeah.
Which
I like
still
this.
Exist. Right now, what I like about being a demon hunter is that you could just straight up just like call yourself a demon hunter.
Anyone can be one.
And you are one then.
Right.
Then you just are one.
Are you a demon hunter, Marcus?
No.
No, I'm a demon gatherer.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yes, that's very peaceful.
Yeah.
Well, do we want to read the posting that we found that kind of inspired this entire episode?
Yes, please.
I'd love to hear it.
Well, I found this on Reddit. A few days ago, sent it over to Henry. This is something that was posted just on a wall in somebody's neighborhood.
I saw this.
Yeah, this is from August 11th, 2009. To the Fairmount Park demon, I knew you would return to the Forbidden Drive, back to your last kill. That was your downfall. Before, I could just feel you, sense you. But now, I can smell you. And soon I will see you sometime in the near future. I will see you in my dreams. It will start as a silhouette, then progress into a heinous portrait. Hmm. The evil look on your face will haunt me. You will sense this too, for I have walked your path in search of you.
Okay.
Now I will hunt you down. You will try to find and stop me, but to no avail. My orbs will line up to protect me.
Nice.
My wings will fly circles around you. I will be able to touch you and yet be out of your reach. You will use the elements for evil, but I will use them to stop you.
They will work in my favor. The elements will not let me down. They never have. Just as nobody knows who you are, nor will anyone know me. Only you will know who I am when we covet one another. You may have a gun or a knife, but I have the rock. On the day we meet for battle, I will throw the rock at you, with which you will have no defense.
This is Seraphim. Take heed. This is about LARPing.
Take heed to my words, demon, for I jest not. Tick tock, tick tock.
Nice.
I feel like
this is a 39-year-old man who lives in his mother's basement. He dresses up as a fucking Jedi every day. He's at the it's like he's the guy who goes to the blue stove where Jackie works, and he walks up to her and be like, "Wench, I will have a spicy pumpkin latte."
Yeah, you do get the feeling that's the front page of his OK Cupid.
Not a bad writer, though.
No, I mean, he's got a lot of emotion there.
He does.
And he definitely has a lot of drive.
I mean, I enjoy a weapon, though.
I enjoyed reading it aloud.
It's a great thing to read. Yeah, a wonderful piece of a...
My thing is this. I really, truly, truly believe that if demons existed, if there was such a thing as invoking a millennial-old entity that is between dimensions, that it, with evil intent, you as a basement dwelling 39-year-old man,
Balding,
are not going to defeat it.
Certainly not with a rock. That's what I don't understand. The weapon of choice.
Because there's
what about
a lot of
sage or a crucifix.
Every time you read about this, they always talk about like you know what you do with they point a lot towards exorcisms, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like
there's no rock in the fucking exorcist.
No, but what you have it's all symbolic. The idea is that you get the name of you get the demon to submit. It gives you its name. Then you have power over the demon. You can then move the demon out from the person, and then stage one is moving the demon out from the person, and stage two is then banning the demon from being in the room. And there's all just
this
like
sounds this, like a messy divorce.
Yes. But the whole thing is that these priests just believe that this can happen, that you can control these demons. And I just really believe that if it was actually a demon, it's just not going to care that, that you're a priest.
It's the ego of the human beast that they think that they can somehow control a demon. If demons wanted to run rampant all over the country and all over the world, I feel like they would.
Yeah, and I don't think it's going to be at the behest of a 50-year-old man who's wearing a silly costume who's desperately trying not to rape a boy right now.
Rape a boy, or, you know, I mean, when that 50-year-old priest is walking down the streets and he's yelling at kids to pull up their pants, pull up your pants!
And he's just because you're just staring at their fucking waists.
That's right.
Because you're staring at their fucking legs and their asses.
But the kids don't pull up
their
pants.
That's how they know that their pants are down. No, because kids can do what they want because it's not the 18th century anymore. You don't need to dress up in a special uniform
to go outside
to worship your fake shit.
Absolutely.
All right.
That is a good thing. If you do want to have that pull up your pants campaign that they were doing in Newark, send some priests over there. Have them do some grabby hands on those sweet butts.
Well, we also had that great
wearing garters.
But and I also believe there are cases of extreme exorcism cases that we covered a while ago in our exorcism episode, which are very interesting. And like a lot of times, like those people, they end up dead. That's the whole thing. It's like
mostly through starvation and things like that.
Thing like that happened, but these people don't. They don't recover.
Well, I think it's feed a flu, starve a cold.
That's it.
Starve an exorcism, and then choke an exorcism.
But there's also, but then you have, you know, we're gonna go through some of these real life demon hunters and what they really think is what their endless crusade against evil. Have these people been hired
by anybody?
Yes, that's the thing.
They're sanctioned.
Again. No, they're not sanctioned.
Okay.
They are, but that's a big thing. It's like you can now go and test out, like it's like a CLEP or like a fucking driver's license exam. You go to the American Associates of Exorcism, right?
Really?
And you can go and you take these 12 tests, and then if you pass the test, you get a license, and then you can charge for exorcisms, right?
My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year, thinking about her family and friends, and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it. But guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown. All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do. And the memories keep cycling and I get emotional. And we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy. And that is not sad. That is celebratory. So you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Finding work-life balance can be tough, but Squarespace gives you the tools to reach your goals and have time to celebrate. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layout and styling options to create a personalized website optimized for every device. Get your website discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools. Plus, make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. And with Squarespace AI, you can explain what your site is about, choose your tone, enter what you need, and get auto-generated text. And that helps you save time. I know I'm sitting on about 2 literal wheelbarrows filled with horse pics. Now, part of the issue has been is a lot of these pictures are getting stopped at customs because some of them do depict various world leaders in horse-like circumstances that seems to be pinging a lot of these custom agents' accounts. Now, so what I've done to do is like, so while I'm trying to work on hand smuggling these horse pics over various country borders, I then also have time, because Squarespace is doing all the other ad work for me, to go and work on my killdozer at home. So thank you, Squarespace, for allowing me to diversify in the best way possible for this country. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial when you're ready to launch. Go to squarespace.com/left to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Here's a sample question. Involvement in the occult includes A, patronizing psychics, mm-hmm. B, fantasy role-playing games, mm-hmm. C, using the Ouija board, D, all of the above, or E, none of the above.
It's D.
D, all of the above.
I mean, the big thing is that, again, and these people, the new idea of exorcism is that it's everything. Is that if you're depressed or if you're gay, if right. especially if you're gay,
that's mm-hmm.
like, that you are inhabited by a demon, and now it's very routine. We're watching this. We'll talk about this. The people pay like $600 a pop who have no money. They travel across the country to these exorcists who say they can help them, and it's just because they're like fat. They're eating right. too much, and then they because they're entering in this sort of ritual, they start acting like a demon. They have all this video of like this old lady going
dementia.
And then try, yeah, like
I'm
yeah,
dementia, the demon.
So here is a posting from the website experienceproject.com in okay. which people of like-minded and people who like certain pursuits all at once, like ballerinas. If you work on a thing, I like flamenco dancing.
Right.
You can fill out. You can join bulletins for that. And here they had a bulletin board called okay. "I Am a Demon Hunter."
Okay. Cool.
Now, this is from Winged Hunter 3217. I protect her from demons.
I like that Winged Hunter, like, one number one was, like, taken.
Oh, yes. Like, yes. This
whatever
is,
numbers work.
This is the 3,217th Winged Hunter that is on Demon Hunter, the Demon Hunter website. So I'm reading this word for word. So when I say this, it's because like so it has like seven O's.
Right.
So basically my whole life I had a crush on this girl. Secretly she liked me too. Finally we started dating. I am so in love. I always had an idea that she could talk to ghosts. Then she told me she was psychic, and of course I believed her.
Yeah.
She taught me how to steal with her. She taught me how to heal with her aura because she's really good at it. She told me that I had a spirit guide named Chris and that I could hear him. He taught me how to summon aura into my hands and to shoot it like a weapon. Then my doll face started acting strange and violent. Soon I found out she was possessed. I did the only thing I could think of and slashed a demon out with my aura claws. Whoa. Since then, Chris continued training me to become a demon hunter for Christ. And through and when my training is complete, God gifted me wings to use against demons. They are huge wings on my back made of soul. And they store massive amounts of energy. XD no feathers. Since then, I have gone to hell and back on all sorts of crazy, awful misadventures, but I've never been alone. Over time, I've come to realize I was destined for this. I'd never go out of my way to kill demons. I just kill them to protect the ones I love or myself. I protect her from demons.
Great boyfriend. Loving.
It's a really fun manga.
Yeah. Oh, my. Yeah. I like that he's like a evangelical Christian as well.
They're all this way. There's a lot of people. The whole thing is that they all believe. I mean, like, you have to be Christian in order to fight the demons.
Right.
Because if not, the demons are going to jump into your body.
Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anybody can have this idea. Like, anybody can be a demon hunter, as long as you're Christian.
Yeah. This guy says, the thing that's funny is people think that they're aliens, but they're demons. I know because I am hunting them down for like 7 years now. Some people say I might be crazy, but I've been to doctors, and they all say the same thing. I am fine.
Jesus
Christ. I love these guys. And then I found this other guy named Russ Dizdar, right? He has this website called ShatteredTheDarkness.net, right?
Russ Dizdar!
Yeah. Now, the thing about Russ Dizdar is that he coming
What's
out of
the name
this
of the website? I'm sorry, I talked to him.
ShatterTheDarkness.net.
Okay.
Which means he could not get a .com. He could not afford one. So this is
definitely
the guy.
Definitely not
a .edu. No. So he is. This is a guy whose main tenet of his belief that that, you know, Satanism and demons are on the rise, which is why there is a larger call for exorcists and why there's so many more exorcisms going
on in
the country.
Supply and demand? Okay. Yes. So it's a good exorcist economy.
And that the highest the first high times of a cult influenced the world was in pre-Nazi Germany.
Oh, okay.
And that the second one was in the awful, evil 1960s in the United States of America.
He's equating the 1960s revolution for freedom and social change with Nazi Germany.
Right? So here's Russ Dizdar's bio.
I don't know if you
could have
two more opposite events in human history. Yeah.
Here's Russ Dizdar's bio. Coming out of the 60s into the 70s, Russ was a rock and rolling partier, consuming drugs, alcohol, and searching every door to meaning he could. He was a dabbler in dark occultism and a practitioner of golden Buddha meditation. I sought to experience anything spiritual and alternative to find what I was looking for. None of the finite spirits or counterfeit spirituality led me to God. So now you know that originally he was pretending like it was written by someone else, but then he started writing himself. Right? It was only when a man so filled with the spirit of God unleashed on me the love, power, and message of Jesus Christ that I found my answer. When I accepted the living Christ into my life in September 1975, the blindness came off and the presence, power, and love of God came in. Jesus filled my life and changed it forever. It's not a religion, not a set of rules. It's an awesome relationship with God. Knowing
it's the
God
definition
is not
of a
only
religion.
Possible. Yeah. I just love all this. So basically, he wrote this whole website.
I really wish that we knew him when he was the rock and roll demon hunter.
I mean, because then he was actually funny. But the rest of his stuff, right? He has these long, horrible podcasts. Like I was trying to listen to them in the office before, and they just don't make any sense. But please check them out at ShatterTheDarkness.net, and try to decipher them. So I googled his name to kind of like see what else popped up, and all these things popped up of identical bulletins on these other like various like different random bulletin sites like about the paranormal. And this same thing popped up, yes. And I was reading them at first, and it says, Russ Dizdar, demon hunter? Is he for real? We're all used to superstitious priests attacking anything they don't understand as being the work of the devil. They usually have no experience or proof or nothing, but this guy is different. He claims that he casts out negative spirits, demons, on a routine basis. Parentheses, exclamation point. Here's a short summary of some of his stuff. How we got to start. He says that after the spirit of Jesus Christ came into him, he had this ability to see these demons the first time he saw slash felt one in his room. Before that, he didn't have this ability. Then, as time progressed, he discovered more.
I think the guy who turned him on to Jesus was also fucking him on a nightly basis.
What I realized by reading this post over and over again, is that he's writing it.
He's creating...
Yes. He's writing it.
He is writing his own post talking about himself?
Yes. Who has the power? New Age versus the spirit of Jesus Christ. This is a big thing that a lot of these people talk about, too, is that, like, it's about false Jesus.
Right.
You fight, like, what demons want to do is that demons will come to you in the form of new age ideas, or like Ouija boards or gems. Mm. They all talk about like these gems filled with demons. Like, and what they do is that like they take you far, like all demons want to do is take you as far away from Jesus as possible.
Right.
And so you create a new Jesus.
Back into that sweet, sweet heroin.
Yeah. He says that psychics who connect with dead relatives actually connect with tricky demons.
Really? Tricky?
Yes. He has a big problem with psychics. I think he was, like, raped by a psychic.
Well, like, yeah. Something happened. We can all agree something happened to him sexually.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, 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 yes.
Most passion is born from sexual abuse.
I mean, that's why I'm a comedian.
Absolutely. I'll fuck you funny.
He's a person who's not a believer and knows how the spirit of Jesus Christ. I'm just
I feel like he's a chubby man.
No, he's really weird looking.
Very interesting. So I guess the whole demon hunting thing, it's becoming super popular.
And again, there's more to and there's also connecting back to that other thing we were talking about with ghost aliens or molested, where it's also right. Like you also have more and more people talking about like are these alien encounters, are they demon encounters? And it's all just, you know. Desperately trying to not remember being molested.
Yeah.
I just love that this guy has all of this paperwork on himself, asking himself questions.
No, because those things are identical in every website that they pop up on, like about him, they're absolutely identical. And then you'll see every once in a while they'll break into first person, just like he did in his bio.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
What a champion.
Hey, man, he's a good networker.
He is. He's one of the best.
And now let's talk about the best ones.
Yes. Yeah.
The Larson sisters.
Yeah, the female demon hunters.
The Larson sisters.
Now, we brought it up on Roundtable once, but I think this is more appropriate now.
Yeah, definitely. I want to know about these gals.
They're kind of hot.
Yeah, they're
actually... Do they have a TLC show? Do they share a body?
No.
No.
Is that what we're talking about?
God, that would be fucking awesome.
They are a demon.
Conjoined twin demon hunters?
Oh,
woo! Sign me up! Show. I would watch it in a second.
You can do anything with a conjoined twin.
Oh, put
Make them work at Arby's. That's
have
a show
right
there.
Have you ever seen that horrible picture of them sucking dick?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I've got it. We can see it after the show. I got it saved on my computer.
The two-headed fucking sisters have a porno out where they're sucking a dick?
Well, it's just a picture of them like sucking a dick like it's some dude on a recliner. And the one on the right is sucking
taking
a dick.
It easy.
You know what? You know when you have two heads that you're pretty good at giving it.
Oh, wow. I have to see that picture.
Predictable.
Yeah. God, I had no idea they have a pic. I got to see it. Okay, I can't wait.
Yeah. All right, well, this report that we're about to listen to a little bit of, it's from ABC News, and it's these three girls, the Larson sisters, who are all, they say that they're demon hunters, and they're trained by their father. The father is going to talk on this a little bit.
Yeah, Reverend Bob Larson.
Yeah, but we're going to start a little bit into it. All right, here we go.
What do you say to people who just don't believe this stuff at all?
They should come and watch what we do. Oh,
who told you to come? Satan!
After seeing actual exorcism
indisputable
in person
proof
led by us, you will walk away with no doubts whatsoever.
We're all down.
There is a war going on every day being waged against us. Satan hates us, but we know where the enemy is, we know what he's attacking, and we can fight back.
Get your hands off me, you filthy demon.
Their teacher is Bryn's father, Bob Larson, who says he's performed over 15,000 exorcisms.
Whoa!
And claims demons are much more common than many people think.
I know it sounds controversial, but maybe half the population.
Half?
What? What?
Yes.
So it's possible that I could have a demon as I may not know it.
Yes.
Before every exorcism, Larson and the girls do a briefing here at the office they use in Phoenix, Arizona.
Remember, you're exorcists, so we've got to get those demons.
Thanks, Spirit.
And then it begins.
What is your name?
You find your seat.
Answer us.
This woman's name is Gina. It's her first exorcism. The girls, armed with crosses, Bibles, and holy water, summon the demon within her, and then the demon apparently takes over Gina's body and speaks.
I renounce my right.
How do you actually know whether somebody is demonically possessed?
Usually when you look in their eyes and the demon's up, you can see that evil staring back at you.
Who are you?
As the girls explain it, there are many different types of demons.
There's hate, murder, anger. All of those are very violent demons.
Look at what happens at the climax of Gina's exorcism. It takes four men to hold her back. This can be dangerous work.
The Christian life is risky. Taking on the devil is risky. What's riskier?
This is a big old fat heifer of a woman, by the way.
Yeah, she was pretty fucking big. She's rolling around like a fucking elk in a, like fighting an alligator.
In many ways, quite normal and likable.
By the way, all of the people that are possessed, either middle-aged white women or gay teenagers.
But they also don't cut to her like later on and being like, she's like, I've been to 9 exorcists. Like that one woman that, like this woman with the short blonde hair is like, I have been to lots of them and I know for a fact that I have a demon inside of me. It talks to me. It's just like,
yeah, because you're schizophrenic. Bipolar.
They're
yeah,
not schizophrenic. These are people desperate for attention.
Right.
So desperate in need of like someone coming and paying attention to them and acting like it's like, you know how many times you ever been on the train? It happened to me yesterday. I was on the train yesterday and you just some dude sitting there going, man, some people.
Yeah.
He's just sitting, it's like, God damn. Some people, man. And like staring at you, like making eye contact at you, just being like,
yeah.
People, man.
You got to get the demon out of that guy, Henry. Yeah, next time you see him, just like, do not be scared. I'm a demon hunter.
Yeah. It's like, I am a demon hunter. And then he's like, suck your dick.
Interesting.
Unpredictable. but no, it's.
The need and for
get, but
content,
you also didn't get to the point about how much she paid to do that. She paid like $550 to get that.
No shit.
Done. Yeah.
To get that.
And then
out.
And then he's just like, that's what he said. He's like, so how much procession do they charge? She's like, well, $500 something. It's worth it. And then it cuts to him going like, you know, some people definitely need more than one exorcism treatment. More than one exorcism treatment is not going to get rid of the ghost. So
it's a great
they have to come back three
plan.
Or four times. Yeah.
It's a great business plan. You tell you make
it's like
a
being
disease
a crack
for
dealer. You're a crack dealer.
Right. And the only, I mean, I agree. They probably just go there. It's fun counsel. And if you are believed to have a demon inside of you, demons get respect. And it's probably the most respect they get in their entire life is when people are treating them with a calm voice and treating them as if they have some power.
I also think that if they are – part of me does – truly believe in the idea of the dark elemental side of life, you know, and that there, and then you know, your own personal will can change reality, you know, like what we talk about with the power of Satan himself, our Lord and Master, and how
hail
that if,
Satan?
That using hail Satan, and that if you use ritual behavior and symbols that are important to humans since the beginning of time, right? They become that either come from our alien forefathers, or are just a part of like. You know, a sort of collective unconscious that exists in the entire universe, blah, blah, blah. I believe in all that. But a 55-year-old woman is just not going to get possessed by a demon, and a 17-year-old set of hot triplets are not going to get it out of her.
No.
They're not going to come in because that's the big thing. It's like shows the beginning of them. They're like trained in karate and they're doing all this stuff. And then also the very end of that clip, it's just like, and they're recently in talks for their new reality television show. Blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, that's all it's for.
Of course, yeah. That's great. I'm going to watch it. That's yeah. really great.
The whole storyline of the reality television show is also built into the thing. They get the case. They have the they have their powwow at their headquarters.
Uh-huh.
They go, and then it's just like, oh, this is a lot more difficult than we thought it was. Then they confer with Papa, and he tells them of an old story of when the last time he did an exorcism, and then they go back and they get rid of it every time.
I love it. Well, that just sounds like some really good reality television programs. Fuck
it
Honey Boo Boo. I want to see these goddamn demons get cast out of fat chicks.
And by the way, I got that video from a website called it's called On Knees for Jesus.
On Knees for Jesus.
And here's
that's
what
an unfortunate title.
Oh yeah, and especially because the graphic that they use is obscured in such a way. It's a little boy on his knees with his face in Jesus' lap.
Of course,
it looks like
that.
It looks like he's given a blowy to Jesus.
Which is a way to get a demon out, you know?
It's pretty
obvious.
Well,
if you want to be close to the man himself, then, you know, they say the fastest way to a man's heart is by sucking his penis.
I've heard that. I've actually heard that.
Here's what this woman, she has a plea. It says, "Don't let Satan win with his financial attacks on me. I put in a lot of time to run this blog, so any extra change will be really helpful for me. You can donate safely via PayPal. Anything you do really helps me in my current situation."
Come on. God doesn't use PayPal.
I wish a fucking demon was real. I want a real demon to show up and fucking murder these people.
It would be great.
Can you imagine? Just think about it. They're the 55-year-old woman. It's like that horror movie scenario. And they all show up all plucky and stuff, right, with the reality crew. Mm. Just like, "We're going to get rid of this demon." And he's just, the old lady's just sitting there, like, breathing, like, calmly. Just like, and then just like, "We cast you out, demon." And she's like, "Yah!" And, head rips back. And it's like, fucking skin splits. A fucking giant, like, shiny, like, onyx.
Right.
It's like massive, like undescribable evil fucking tornado comes out of it and it looks at them and they're like, "Ah!" And then it's just, you watch their fucking intestines shoot out of their tits, right? Like,
ooh, this is getting
like
erotic.
Shoot out of their tits, like, it's like, "Ah!" Like blood everywhere, yeah. You know, just like, you see them like slowly burn from the inside, like, "No!"
See, I was thinking they were going to fall in love.
They just cut to the priest and he's just like, "I'm going to need a bigger cross."
Yikes!
See, I was thinking they were all going to fall in love and be in some sort of, like, trans species.
No!
If they suck the demon's dick,
like,
maybe
polygamous.
They can fall in love.
If you promise to worship the demon. No.
Incestuous type thing where everyone gets all.
Well,
the only person who knew how to properly make a relationship with a demon was Barack Obama. Now he's president. We see that.
By the way, I have found out that Barack Obama is possessed by homosexual demons.
I've heard this. I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Yeah, he's turning children gay.
Him and John Travolta.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I believe about Travolta. Anything else here in your papers, in your documents?
Well, I just wanted to do... Oh, we don't have the...
What are we looking for here?
The summoning spell.
The summoning spell right here.
Oh, let's get a summoning spell. Now,
Are we close to ending?
Yes.
Let's give it a summoning spell, and hopefully...
We should probably close that out on trying to summon one of our favorite demons.
Yeah.
Definitely. And what is our
probably
favorite
Ozymodius.
Demon? We want Ozymodius over here.
Yeah,
Ozymodius.
Yes.
Ozymodius.
Ozymodius. Do you want to...
What do you need beforehand?
Let's see here.
You have
what
to light
we need.
The liver of a dead fish, something
Hail
like that?
Hail Satan, I wish you well... Please take care of me. You are so swell, dearest Satan. How I love you,
I like
Satan.
This song. Mm.
See, we need incense, a black candle.
I got that
blue
right here.
Blue is also fine.
Boom. Got it.
And a paper containing our demon sigil.
Got it.
What does it look like?
I don't know. You just kind of have to.
Man, we didn't do this right.
No, we didn't nail it. But I got everything you just said.
Yeah.
I'm lighting the incense now. Get this candle going.
It's feeling spooky, kooky. In
here. Oh wow! Give me something unpredictable.
And then maybe we'll put some evil music on underneath this. Yeah.
I got something. All right. Here's the prayer.
All right.
Lord Satan. Okay. By your grace, grant me. I pray thee the power to conceive in my mind and to execute that which I desire to do, the end which I would attain by thy help. Almighty Satan, the one true God who livest and reignest forever and ever, I entreat thee to inspire Ozymodius to manifest before me that he may give me true and faithful answer so that I may accomplish my desired end, provided that it is proper to his office. This I respectfully and humbly ask in your name, Lord Satan!
Thank you, Lord Satan!
May you deem me worthy, Father.
Yeah, dude, and that came
cool.
from, that
Is
was actually, that was a part of, I think that was a part of an official demon invoking ceremony,
mm-hmm.
that you can read that, and that
hey,
could work.
Yeah, and you can find that at angelfire.com/empire/serpentis666/demonolatry.
You know what's really
.html.
Is that I do trust it coming from an Angel Fire website.
Yeah,
because,
you have to trust
like,
it.
It's from back when the internet was truly pure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and there was no misinformation back then.
I love it. Well, I think that's great. We got a demon here in the room, and I feel very nervous.
I feel nothing. I don't feel the demon. We didn't do it right.
No, we needed we also needed like a mirror.
We need lots of shit.
Mirror.
Yeah.
I would, yeah, because it's like we got to really do it though at some point. I want to invoke a demon. I want to meet one.
I know. I feel like we could have faked it, but then that wouldn't be real.
No.
Oh, wow, Asmodeus is actually one of the main ones. Asmodeus told Solomon, "So ask me not many things, for thy kingdom also after a little time is to be disrupted, and thy glory is but for a season, and short will be thy tyranny over us."
Ooh.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I like this.
Demons are immortal. A season is but a few thousand years to them. The Christian God is losing power. Father Satan has informed me that our side has won. Hmm. We warn everyone. Using the spiritually abusive methods of the old Grim Wars is not only foolish, but will inevitably result in personal disaster. The demons must always be approached with extreme honesty and respect.
Ooh.
The days of using enemy god names, 9-foot circles, threats, and other destructive and abusive methods are over. Don't say you weren't warned.
Ooh.
Ooh, interesting. All
right. No, I would respect a demon.
Yeah. Well, you have no choice.
Yeah. I just hate how the more serious we have to get into Satanism, the more we sound like idiots from like Dungeons and Dragons land.
Yeah.
Where I just wish we need to make, that's why we're going to bring Satanism to the common man.
Yeah.
To now, to modern times.
To these days.
I think that's wonderful. Yeah. They're going to love it.
They are going to love it.
Yeah, because I don't.
It's going to be very funny, and it's going to be very fun. And there's going to be good music, and there's going to be good food, and everyone's going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Was that, you sung a song earlier. Was that a sample of the future music?
Yeah. Well, no. It'll be more guitars and tambourine.
Yeah.
Lots of tambourine.
Yeah.
Because tambourine scares angels.
I think this is how Charles Manson got those chicks to murder for him.
Get out here, angel. Don't come back, Miss Angel. Don't want all you, right. Angel. Well, don't you come back. Come on back to the devil. Get out, angel. Get out, angel. Don't you be in my house now.
I like this song.
Get out, angel. Get out, angel. Come on, angel. Be afraid of my tambourine.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
That was great. All right. Convert.
And this is the moment that a movement was born.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of body plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch Bonnie plants are on sale through May 5th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Sofas, recliners, love seats, everything is better in leather. Discover the new leather collection at Ashley, where bold meets durable. And wait a minute, who's been finger painting on the couch again? That's okay. Leather is easy to clean. The new leather collection at Ashley is built with the durability you need for the whole family. Yes, pets too. Luxury is meant to be livable. Shop chairs starting at $499.99 and sofas at $599.99. Ashley, for the love of home.